I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. From Lithuania, President Joe Biden said this year's NATO summit represents a historic moment as the security bloc prepares to grow while tackling issues around the grinding war in Ukraine. VOA's Patsy Wodonkowska.
NATO leaders also renewed their commitment to spend at least 2% of GDP on defense amid Russia's war on Ukraine. Moscow's aggression has driven countries to join the alliance, soon turning it into a 32-nation bloc. U.S. President Joe Biden.
And this is a historic moment. The adding of Finland and Sweden to NATO is consequential.
Sweden's accession was secured after alliance member Turkey dropped its objections, partly because of Biden agreeing to push the sale of American-made F-16 fighter jets that Ankara has long sought to purchase. Patsy Wirakuswara, VOA News, Vilnius.
A team of human rights experts appointed by the UN to investigate Iran's suppression of anti-government protests that erupted last year presented an update to the Human Rights Council, and now the Independent International Fact-Finding Mission on Iran called for Tehran to ensure accountability for alleged abuses.
One of the things that came out of the report that they submitted to the council at this session was that they had made repeated requests to the Iranian government for permission to access the country and to do their investigation, to meet with witnesses and victims and so forth, and they were repeatedly refused. And this, of course, is a big handicap in terms of their ability to get the information that they need. And so they will continue to do this and hope that they get a more positive response.
That's VOA's Lisa Schlein reporting. There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. China has sent Navy ships and a large group of warplanes, including fighter jets and bombers, toward Taiwan over the past 2 days. It comes ahead of the island's annual military and exercises aimed at defending itself from an invasion. China sent about 68 warplanes from toward the self-ruled island between Tuesday and noon Wednesday. The People's Liberation Army has made nearly daily flights toward Taiwan in recent years to show its displeasure at political events on the island China regards as its own territory. South Korea says North Korea launched a long-range ballistic missile toward the North's eastern waters. South Korea's military detected the launch from the North's capital region around 10 a.m. Wednesday and bolstered its surveillance posture in response. Japanese defense minister told reporters the missile was likely launched on a lofted trajectory. North Korea's long-range missile program targets the U.S. mainland, typically fires such missiles at a step angle or steep angle to avoid neighboring countries. Two officials from the PGA Tour testified before a Senate panel Tuesday defending the U.S.-based Gulf Tour's decision to end a rivalry with the Saudi-backed LIV circuit and form a unified commercial entity, while U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal tore into a repressive Saudi regime. More from Reuters' Jillian Kitchener.
Officials from the PGA Tour testified before a Senate panel on Tuesday to defend their decision to merge with the Saudi-backed LIV Golf Circuit. But concerns over the Arab nation's involvement in the U.S.-based Golf Tour run deep. Richard Blumenthal, who chaired the panel, was most critical of the deal and questioned why the PGA Tour ultimately sided with the Saudis. PGA Tour Chief Operating Officer Ron Price explained the two rival golf tours had been involved in an expensive, bitter legal fight that split the sport, which he said was unsustainable. Critics have accused LIV Golf of being a vehicle for Saudi Arabia to improve its reputation on the world stage, or what's known as sports washing, as it faces criticism of its human rights record.
Sources tell the AP Larry Nassar's prison stabbing took place in his cell.
It's the second time the U.S. women's gymnastics team doctor has been assaulted in federal custody, and the latest security failure for the Federal Bureau of Prisons, which has struggled for years with allegations of misconduct, abuse, and critically low staffing levels. It comes weeks after Unabomber Ted Kaczynski's suicide at a North Carolina federal medical center and amid lingering fallout from Jeffrey Epstein's 2019 jail suicide.
AP's Ben Thomas, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.